what guarantees we got that your son is not going to be next? Thank you very much.
You know, the oversight committee that is being proposed, which is a revamp of what's already been in place, also has a model that would have police officer involvement. And we see that as a problem because, again, we're looking at a model in which police officers are expected to police themselves. And that's very difficult when you have to look at yourself and identify what the problem is. So that alone. Also, the involvement of the police officers union to the extent that it is in police policies or even the police officers' bill of rights, which leaves so many loopholes in a document that is, as you go through it, it is very easy for a police officer to justify a shooting at any time by just looking down the document and finding the paragraph that fits. We find this troubling. In the majority of the cases here, we find that the same repeated language is used over and over and over. And probably if you were to take a look at the data collected, you would probably find that same pattern. Lunged forward, felt threatened for my life, clenching their fists, came forward, you know, towards me. And we're to believe a person with common sense that someone with a cell phone is charging probably about 6 officers, that a person with shears believes that they can harm 2 police officers who are holding weapons, coming at them, pursuing them, and inciting that particular instance where they could have retreated. We need more training on how to handle difficult situations that involve the homeless, that it may involve somebody who's under the influence of whether it's any type of drug, alcohol. This is the kind of training that we need. An economy such as this, where we have more people out and about in the street, homeless, and sometimes under the influence, the last thing that they may want to see is a police officer